welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And I tell you what, you're in for a treat because I'm in for a treat. We've got Tim Sobey sitting in the chair with me, or sitting in the chair next to me, I guess I better say. That'd be one strong chair. But Tim is with Sobey Meats, and this is all about the butcher. And basically what we did in the first segment is we're going to run around the butcher shop today down the meat case and give you tips and techniques on different kinds of proteins. And we talked a little bit about chicken in the last segment, Tim. And there was one more tip that you wanted to give regarding using the poultry out of the case if you're just new with a smoker, which I thought was a great idea.
Everybody goes for the wings. And actually right now the chicken is actually raised for the wing itself. Everything is a byproduct. But instead of wasting the extra money on the wing, if you're unfamiliar, you're nervous about it, try drumsticks. Get more meat, great flavor, and they're going to cook about the same. And we even have some drum racks that'll hold like a dozen drumsticks. Put the whole rack in there and let them smoke away, baby.
Yeah, cool. Great idea. Great idea. And we're going to dive into beef in this segment. But before we do that, the beefiest guy I know is on the grilling line. Barbecue Bob, where are you at, man?
Hey boys, I am. I woke up in Richmond, Virginia this morning, and I got to tell you, it was probably 55 degrees. It was okay.
Are you down there campaigning for Bernie?
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't.
You really put me in a bad spot. No, I'm not a socialist. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I am. I'm just, doing my Arctic Spa thing, and I've got this cool business in Richmond, Virginia that I had to help out, and as soon as I'm done here, I'm going home this afternoon. So I've been out east all week. I was actually in the Catskills, which I've never been to, and Jop, you would love it. The Catskill Mountains are, you would absolutely love it. They're not gigantic. They're just, it's beautiful. Breathtaking streams, and just everything you'd want, and it's in western New York, north central, I guess you'd probably call it. And I actually spent a couple nights downtown in Times Square in Manhattan.
Yeah, you sent me some pictures of some stuff you've been eating, man. That did you find anything that even resembles a barbecue?
Well, I'm just a carnivore, so I'm just always seeking meat grilled of some sort. But yes, I've found that there's lots of food in New York. I went to a Cuban place that's called Havana, and I actually met with the owner. Wonderful, wonderful business. He's got about seven of them. But it's just a really cool Cuban restaurant. I mean, you feel like you're in Havana when you're in there. It looks like it's about 80 years old. All he needs is a couple 57 Chevys in the parking lot. But it's right down in Times Square. And I ordered a churrasco. I've heard five different pronunciations of it, but basically it's a skirt steak. And you got Mr. Sobey in there filling in for me, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's funny you say that because I'm eating a piece of steak right now listening to you just to keep my appetite. But
yeah, you don't want to wilt away.
Right, I don't.
And I'm so sorry that it fell in the jus that's laying in the platter here. Oh. I'm so sorry. It's dripping with that on there. I apologize.
Yeah, you know how he is. But
Timmy, thanks so much for coming down there. That's awesome.
Oh, always a pleasure.
So, Bob, what is churrasco? I'm unfamiliar with it.
Well, as Mr. Sobey will tell you, it's a skirt steak. Some people call it a plate steak. And at this little Havana, how they did it was they marinated it in a mojo marinade. It's or a mojo. I'm not sure how they pronounce it, but it's M-O-J-O. And it's basically garlic, salt, black pepper, sour orange juice or sour lemon juice, onion, oregano, and olive oil. And that's a marinade for like 8 hours. And then they serve it. Every time I've had churrasco, it's been served with a chimichurri, which is why I had my one friend on a few weeks back to give us a good chimichurri recipe. The chimichurri that the Cubans use is also a cilantro-based, not a parsley-based, like our last guest, his recipe was based on parsley, but I actually made it more with a cilantro base. But that was just such a great meal, and Tim, you would have really appreciated the beautiful piece of skirt steak they used in this restaurant. And they charged me dearly, But it was a fine representation of Cuban food, and that was my big highlight. Last night I had some great grilled tuna here in Richmond, Virginia, and I'm ready to come home.
Yeah, come on back home to some beef and pork, would you? Quit eating like a bird out there. This is crazy. But I know that you're trying to watch your manly figure, and you know you're working good on that. Snap Fitness is proud of you. They haven't seen me darken their door yet, but they're proud of you, so that's good, man.
All right. Well, hey, you guys have a great day, and look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. Very good. Barbecue Bob out on the East Coast, knocking it out with the hot tub business, as well as doing a little field research on some great recipes that we'll share with you later in the year. Back to my buddy Tim here. What was that that you cut while we had Bob on the phone? You got a piece of beef here, and it's damn good.
Yeah, we call that our Sobey Sizzler. And it's actually a Terrace Major. It's different. It's off the front shoulder instead of off the hind quarter.
Okay.
And it's a specific muscle that runs in along up in the chuck meat and has a phenomenal flavor, doesn't it?
Oh, my. Yeah, really flavorful. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Tim Sobey, the proprietor and butcher at Sobey Meats, is talking now about a cut of meat that you're not going to go to the big box store and find this. This is something that a butcher is going to pull out deep in that front end of that cow, and this is the specialness that you get when you go to a quality butcher. Tim's taking time and energy to find this cut and put it in his meat counter. How much of this is in each shoulder? I mean, there's not a lot of it in there, is there?
There's one of these in each shoulder.
Right.
So out of that whole 800 to 900 pound carcass, you get two of these.
And how big are they?
They'll run between maybe 9 ounces up to about a 16-ouncer.
Okay. Now, everybody's heard of filet mignon, right? That's on the back strap of the, or on the inside loins, much bigger. Tim has dug deep and found this cut, and I'm going to tell you that it's equally as good, but more flavorful than a filet. Way more flavorful, but the tenderness is unbelievable. Just unique, man. I mean, that's a unique thing. Again, it's a Terra Major. Is there a street name for it that if they went to another butcher and asked for it, or do you ask for that Terrace Major?
Just at our shop, ask for the Sobey Sizzler. Way easier to remember.
Yeah.
But to answer that question, no, that's the name that they'll go by.
Okay. All right. But anyway, very cool. So that's a specialty cut, but that's going to be the Grilling Guys tip of the day right there, is if you can go in there, and we'll break down where Sobey's is later in the show. It's on the northwest side of Grand Rapids, but you're not going to find this cut of meat. You're going to be amazed. And, Tim, you're going to get a big run on these things, so you better have a whole herd out back that you're pulling these out of. But let's continue down through there. Now, grilling versus smoking beef. We'll get into the smoking a lot into the pork, but a lot of people don't smoke beef other than maybe a beef brisket. Are there other cuts besides a brisket that you see people coming in and you, because a lot of times I imagine they ask for, how do I prepare this, right? I mean, that's one of the things of a butcher shop, right?
That's right. Another great cut, and actually have some with me today, is the tri-tip. Tri-tip is another that smokes up phenomenally well. But here's a tip, really. Even if, you know, the competition charcoal that we'll use, you don't have all those chemicals that you would with, like, another charcoal.
Right.
So a lot of times, and we've done that before, people think, well, it doesn't have that charcoal-y taste because you don't have all the other chemicals in there. So take something like this. Even if you have your smoker running for something else, put your steaks in there, get actually some smoke, and then finish them up on the grill.
What a great tip. What a great tip, because meat, after it hits about 140, doesn't accept smoke anymore, but from the time you put it on until it hits there, the smoke penetrates the outside to in, and you'll get what's called a smoke ring, and it's pink, usually, so people think, ooh, it's not done, but think about the logic of this. If you put a piece of meat on a fire, the first thing that's going to get done is the outside, the last thing that's going to get done is the center, and a smoke ring is always on the outside, so it's not anything you need to worry about. But that's a great tip, is if you've got the smoker and the grill going, which oftentimes I do, and some other people do as well, smoke them up for a half hour, get a little bit of flavor on there, and then finish them off on the grill to that medium-rare temperature that everybody loves.
And even with something like this, you're going to do a steak. Like my wife, Teresa, always says, cook once, eat twice. do extra portions, smoke them up, get them done. The leftover steak in that you have, and even throw your peppers and onions in the smoker, do a stir fry or fajitas with the leftovers. They are the bomb. Don't worry about doing it in the fry pan.
Where you been, man? Why is this the first time we've ever sat in this chair? I needed all these tips. That's a great one right there. Very cool. Very cool. Well, coming up next, guess what? We're going to continue down the meat case, but we have not left beef yet. There's way too much stuff here in front of us, and we're going to dive into the big daddy of them all. That's pork that we're going to put on the grill and the smoker. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.